WNYC Studios is supported by the community of writers, presenting live online short courses in the Writer's Annex. Upcoming in 2024, Sylvia Plath, James Joyce's Ulysses, and Emily Dickinson. Instructors include Victoria Chang, Robert Haas, Brenda Hillman, Peter Orner, and Matthew Zapruder. Learn more at communityofwriters.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
So before we're done, I'm going to pop down the hall and check in with one of my colleagues, staff writer Alexandra Schwartz. She writes about politics and culture and books, and she's always got an ear out for some interesting stuff.
So the first one is a documentary called Twinsters that I came across while browsing Netflix, as one does. It was made by this young woman, Samantha Futterman, who was adopted from South Korea by a Jewish family in New Jersey as an infant and grew up, moved to LA to become an actress, started getting some film parts, made some web videos, and she found her identical twin sister who had grown up in Paris. Neither of them had any idea that they had biological siblings, let alone an identical twin. And for me, it was like going into this fantasy that has been written about in fiction a lot, this fantasy of finding, or in movies, finding your identical twin. But what's so nice about the documentary is they don't need to add any drama to the story that a novel or a fiction movie would have to add, some kind of conflict, some kind of radical transformation. There's enough drama in this intense connection and also the need to forge a relationship from scratch that has always been there to some degree.
What else have you been reading and watching and looking at?
Okay, so this year is the 500th anniversary of Hieronymus Bosch's death. So on my computer screen, I have up an interactive website that sort of the PBS of the Netherlands has made of the Garden of Earthly Delights, which is this very famous triptych by Bosch. The left panel shows Adam and Eve in Eden. The middle panel, kind of an exaggeration to say it shows Earth. It's a lot of naked people and animals cavorting around, but they seem happy. And then the right panel
shows
hell.
The right panel looks like my weekend, yeah.
So the right panel shows hell. So one thing about this, so you can go to this website, and if you double-click, you can zoom in on any part of the painting you want. You get very high-res images. So this painting is in the Prado.
That's fantastic.
I've never been there. I've never been able to see it in person. And even if I were, you wouldn't be able to see it like this.
It's like sticking your face 2 inches from the painting, isn't it?
Exactly. So in Dutch and also now in English, there are a series of recordings that can tell you something about the painting. They're of variable quality, but we can listen to one.
Should we click on one?
You're curious, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
In hell, the owl again makes its appearance, now acting like a demon from a nightmare. With a pot on its head and jugs for shoes, to sitting on a giant potty chair. Human bodies are being consumed and excreted simultaneously to go straight into the sewer.
I got to tell you, the closer you look at this painting, and I've seen it before many times, it is this craziest, dirtiest, fantastic painting I've ever seen.
It is so freaky. It is, and you would say it's like staring directly into someone's id, but you who even has an id like this? It really, it is
extraordinary. Id on acid before the invention of acid.
Exactly.
And now how do I get this? What's the website?
This is on, I don't know how to pronounce these words in Dutch, but if you Google Bosch Interactive, you will find it immediately.
Alex, you've written about France for us in many different ways, both in fiction and reportage and the rest, and you have a book for us that comes out of that as well.
One thing that drives me totally nuts in general is the idea that Paris is this super elegant place, that it's the most refined, the highest culture, that that's all there is to it. I love anything that has to do with Paris's underbelly, the working class life, that has been so vibrant in Paris throughout its history. So this book is called Paris Vagabond. It's by Jean-Paul Kléber. The writer had been a member of the resistance. He actually had a great job in the resistance. It was to hang out in a brothel in Paris and to gather information on the German soldiers who visited it.
It's like a parody resistance job.
It was an important part of the movement.
No doubt.
And afterwards, he spent a lot of time hanging around Paris and especially the city's, let's say, less fancy quarters. Mm-hmm. It tells so many stories of what he would call vagabonds, but really all sorts of men and women who are living a little bit below the radar in Paris. It is absolutely romanticized, but knowingly so.
Alex, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Staff writer Alex Schwartz.